Thank you for tuning in to Brewing Faith. It's still difficult for me. I start to say good morning, but it's good afternoon. Welcome to Brewing Faith if you're tuning in live or if you're listening later. Do want to mention someone texted me the other day, and the search, if you're on Spotify or Apple Podcast, is CAC Racine, all lowercase, one word, CAC Racine. There is a Brewing Faith under there, but I'm not sure of all the technicalities, but there's two show up, and if you search Brewing Faith, it'll come up with who we are, but I think there'll only be like one podcast under there, so Spotify or podcast, search CAC Racine. All lowercase, one word. So, well, thank you for tuning in today. We're going to be in the book of Numbers today. And I enjoyed that song that we started with, The Blood Still Works. Aren't you thankful for the blood of Jesus? Amen, amen. But we're going to be in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, and we could call this Random Wednesday. We used to have Random Friday. Today, you might think what the title of your podcast is, Does God Ever Get Sad? Does God Get Sad? And we're going to look at many things this afternoon today. But I had to come up with a title. I couldn't put every thought that was in my head as a title, so I had to at least just put one. So that may not be where we start today as we go through the Word, and we'll be looking at several chapters in the book of Numbers. Good scriptures in a somewhat sad time in the history of the children of Israel, because they are poised to go to their promise in the promised land, and they don't believe that God can take them through their unbelief. They end up wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. But before we start, I just thought someone may want to know today some good books. And I've got some books that I've got on my desk here. I've got multiple books. I get interested, read a chapter or two, and then I'm on to another book, and then another book, and so, I don't know, I might have reading 7-8 books at the same time. I don't know if that's the best plan or not, but that's the way I do it. The Real George Washington. I've got that on my desk right now. From, I know there's a million George Washington books, but this is a good one. It's put out by the National Center for Constitutional Studies. Very, very thorough. Neat book. I got a book for Christmas also, and this is a really good book series. It's a three-book series, I believe, written in the 1950s. Biographies on Abraham Lincoln. Got that for Christmas from my kids. And that's some interesting reading. That's books by Carl Sandburg. And it's reported, they say, that's some of the best work and research done on Abraham Lincoln. It's a three-book series, and I've started reading on that. I've also got Rush Limbaugh's first book on my desk here. I know he passed away, I think it was last year. And I thought, I'm just going to, I read his book many years ago, and I thought, I'm going to reread this book. Fascinating, fascinating book on Rush Limbaugh. I'm also reading about William Casey. I got several of his books. CIA director under President Reagan. Just fascinating how he began in the CIA, which was not the CIA back then, in World War II. So, I don't know, interesting reading. There's several books out on William Casey, and jury's not out totally on his biography, but his book on trying to stop Hitler, you heard me refer to it a couple days ago when I taught on prayer. In fact, that's where we're going to start today. Is if you heard Brewing Faith a couple days ago on Monday, I talked about prayer and what if Hitler would have gotten the A-bomb and all of the work that was done behind the scenes. And I really taught on prayer that so much of the blessings of God. I can say this. I know that I have received many blessings because of the prayers of other people. Man. The prayers that other people have prayed for me. The importance of prayer, that the things that are not seen. And I've got one more verse to go along with Mondays. And you say, you're going to talk about, does God get sad? Well, again, we got some random thoughts today. Numbers chapter 11 and verse number 2 says, and the people cried unto Moses. The people cried unto Moses. And when Moses prayed unto the Lord, the fire was quenched. When Moses prayed, Noah, the fire stopped. And then it says, the fire was quenched, and he called the name of the place. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But anyway, it says, when the people cried unto Moses, Moses prayed, the fire was quenched. Do you suppose, and I haven't mentioned who's in studio with us this afternoon. I've got Brother Garrett. Sister Felicity is with us in studio. And Sister Olivia is done with her goals today. Wow, that's cool. Sister Olivia and Brother Noah. Well, I've already said Brother Noah today.
You said Noah.
You don't want to be Brother Noah?
No.
Oh. Yeah, if I call him Brother Noah, he might have to preach on Sunday. So we're trying to stay focused as Felicity is trying to take all of the attention away from Brewing Faith today. But when the people cried, so Olivia, here's a question. When the people cried unto Moses, Moses prayed and the fire was quenched. So, do you suppose there were some people that were like, wow, cool, the fire stopped. Thank you, Jesus. Well, they wouldn't have said. They would have said, thank you, Jehovah.
Right. Yeah.
But do you suppose there was some people like, oh, that's so cool. They didn't know it was because Moses prayed.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there were a lot of people like, oh, thank God for Moses. But I'm sure there were some people that like, oh, this is cool. No, it was because somebody did something behind the scenes. You have to listen to Monday's broadcast to get all of that. That's random thought number one. Oh, I do have one more part of trivia or history. I gave you some books I was reading. There is one set of presidents that is a president, and then his grandson is the president of the United States also. And please don't say George H.W. Bush and George Bush. That's father and son. But this was his grandpa. Noah, his grandpa was president, and then he was president. And actually, then the first guy, I'm trying to see if anybody, I know somebody will Google it and find the answer, but the guy that was the president, and then his grandson was president, the first man that was president, are you getting this? His father signed the Declaration of Independence. So that'll give you the era, time frame. That's some pretty fascinating facts. Yeah. So a guy's president, his grandson is president, and then the grandson, it would be his great-grandfather, signed the Declaration of Independence. Wow, quite a lot of history there. Okay, Rand, we're going to look through the book of Numbers. Somebody get some Bibles. Let's help us out. We're going to move quickly. We started out slow, but now we're going to move quick. Numbers. Numbers chapter 11. So we're still in Numbers chapter 11. And this is when manna comes down from heaven. Sister Olivia, you want to read real loud verse number 8 for me. So this is the outpouring of manna for the people of God. And again, what happened with manna, Brother Garrett? How often did it fall? How often did the manna fall?
Every day.
Every morning. Yes, it came every morning. So this is some description of the manna that falls. Verse number 8, Sister Olivia.
And the people went about and gathered it and around it in the mills and beat it in the mortar and baked it in pans and make cakes of it. And taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil.
And the taste of it was as the taste of fresh oil. That was cool when I read that the other day. Amen. Because the manna it came down every day, but it's so cool. The Bible's so cool. This is the book of Numbers, Noah. This is way before the book of Acts, right? This is the Old Testament. But God always just gives little insights to us. Here he says this manna, it's going to be like the taste of fresh oil. I'm thankful for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it can be fresh and new every day. It was like the taste of fresh oil. Okay, let's read another verse here. We're just going through the book of Numbers today. Chapter 14, Numbers chapter 14. Looks like Olivia's only one with a Bible today. So we're going to look at the aspect here. And again, our title of our podcast this morning was, Does God Ever Get Sad? And this is the situation where the children of Israel again are complaining that God has taken them out of Egypt. They're wanting to go back. We want to go back. We want to eat the leeks and the onions and the fish and the cucumbers that are back in Egypt. And look at this. Let's look at this verse here, chapter 14. And read verse number 4, Olivia.
And the mixed multitude that was among them fell.
Chapter 14, I think that's. Chapter 14 and verse number 4.
And they said one to another, Let us make a captain and let us return unto Egypt.
Wow. They were serious. They weren't just complaining to God. They got a committee together. They had a little board meeting and said, hey, let us make a captain. We're going back.
They didn't have a captain.
Let us make a captain. Let us return into Egypt. Do you think that made God mad?
Yes.
I've got you guys out of bondage for 400 years, and now you're going to have a committee meeting and get together and return back. So God's not happy. Verse number 12, same chapter. Chapter 14 and verse number 12.
And I will smite them with a
pestilence,
and
disinherit them,
and they will make of thee a greater nation and a mightier than they.
Okay. And again, I've preached on this recently. Moses was an amazing man. Can I say Moses was an amazing pastor? Because here God's upset. He said, I'm going to smite them with pestilence. I'm going to disinherit them. I'm going to take away their inheritance. And then he tells Moses, he says, and I will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. He says, I'm going to start over with you, Moses. You're the only good man left. It's all yours. But Moses starts, and this is where I preach from, the following verses. Moses reasoned with God. Verse number 15, he tells God, hey, God, if you kill all this people as one man, the nations which have heard of the fame, they will say, the Lord. They're going to say that the Lord was not able to take them out. The Lord was not able to bring this people into the land. It will look bad on you, God, if you do this. And Moses is reasoning with God. Let's see the result of that. But again, the amazing man that Moses was, that God said, I'll start over with you, Moses. We'll get rid of all. And God, and Moses said, no. I don't want to be the man. I don't want all the inheritance. God, this is about you. You are up. You need to show your power, God. Verse number 17. Moses says to God, let the power of my Lord be great. I want you to be great, God. And then he goes through your long suffering. You have great mercy, forgiving iniquity. I mean, he reasons with God. And again, I preached on this just recently. But verse number 20, short verse, Sister Olivia, read it real loud.
And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy works.
Word, according to thy word. So here Moses reasons with God and says, don't kill him, God. Don't kill him. And what does God say? God's response is, okay, I pardon them. I'm not going to kill them. Wow, that's amazing. What a man of God that Moses was. But I want to, and this is where we really, where my title comes from, of does God ever get sad? You know what? There are still everything we do in life. I thank God for forgiveness. I thank him for his mercy. But you know what? There's still consequences to my stupidity. Thank God he forgives. But watch this. There are still consequences to them rebelling against God and not believing that God can do it. Chapter or verse number 32. Verse number 32. Is it the same chapter here? Yes. I just wanted to read this. Read that one real loud, Sister Olivia.
But as for you,
your carcasses?
Carcasses, and they shall fall in this wilderness.
He said, you know what? I'm going to forgive, but you're not going into the promised land. He said, because you didn't believe I could take you in. And he said, your carcass is going to die. That's what God said this right here. Your carcass, it's going to fall in the wilderness. Now the people, Moses goes and he tells the people what God is going to do. Like, okay, God's not going to kill you. Oh, thank God. He's not going to wipe us out. So he says, I'm not going to wipe you out. But watch what happens when Moses tells him, your carcasses are going to die in this wilderness. You're not going to go into the promised land. Watch what happens. Sister Olivia, read verse 39 and verse number 40 real loud.
And Moses told these, saying, unto all children of Israel, and the people mourning greatly.
Okay, so I'll have you read verse 40 in a second. So Moses told these things unto all the children of Israel. He let them know, hey, you're not going into the promised land. God's long-suffering, had mercy, but you're going to die here in the wilderness. And really, here, I'm going to look at an aspect of repentance that's not sincere. So, read verse number 40.
And they rose up early in the morning and got them up unto the top of the mountain, saying, lo, we be here, and we'll go up into the place which the Lord hath promised, for we have sinned.
So, it sounds like they repented here, right? They repented and they got up the next morning and they said, we're going to go up and we're going to, Brother Garrett, they said, we're going to go into the promised land that God promised. They were like, Moses had just told them, God said, you're not going into the promised land. You're going to die in this wilderness. And they said, oh, no, no. We've repented. We have sinned. And we're going into the promised land. And I won't read the verse, but if you read on, they go ahead. You know what? Some people may not realize. They decided, Noah, they decided to go ahead and go into the promised land. We don't need you, God. We've repented. We've sinned. And we're not staying in this wilderness. Do you think they made it into the promised land?
No.
No. They got destroyed by the Canaanites and the Amalekites in verse number 45. So this is, you know, some people repent, but they repent because they got caught. And that's really what happened here with the Israelites. They weren't sincere. They would not have repented. The only reason they repented because Moses came and said, hey, this is God was going to kill you, but I prayed for you, but you're not going into the promised land. And then they're like, oh, we repent. We have sinned. We want the promised land. Wow. Some interesting verses here in the book of Numbers. But this is, you say, you still haven't given us the verse about does God get sad? Verse number 25. This just hit me here in chapter 14. Is it 14? 14 and verse number 25. Yeah. Go ahead and read that, Sister Olivia, real loud.
Now the Amalekites and the Canaanites dwell in the valley. Tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea.
So here in chapter 14 and verse 25, I don't know, that last the last statement, and it's a sentence all by itself that says, tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. It's almost like God's here. He's like, you guys are not going into the promised land. Tomorrow is the first day of the next 40 years. I mean, that's the way I read it. And I almost feel, I know we read where Jesus wept, but it says, tomorrow turn you and get you into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea. This is your lot. I love you. I'm forgiving, and your seed is going to go into the land. In fact, your children, your little ones, are going to go into the land, but you're not. And I see God almost like a tear coming down. Like I wanted you to go into the promised land. Well, just some verses to look at here in chapter 14. And Numbers 11, 12, 13, 14. But thank God for Joshua and Caleb. Let's be Joshua. Let's have real repentance. Amen. And let's receive the promise that God has for us. Any more comments? Sister Felicity, do you have any comments today? She's like, I don't know. I'm just having fun. Well, she took her pacifier out anyway. Amen. I don't want to make God sad. I want to receive the promise. But thank God he spares his people, and he's a forgiving and a long-suffering God. Amen. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you all. We'll see you next Monday on the air. Let's have revival this week. Let's have revival on Sunday, and have a great week in the Holy Ghost. Continue praying, fasting, reading the Word of God, amen, and going to church. Four easy things to make it in this world. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in today.